Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Today, I'm here with a Whitmer alumni. Just thought was in town over a break and thought it'd be a great time to kind of talk to him about being a recent alumni and what he's doing and advice he might have. So we'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Quinn Peters. I graduated in 2022. I am a proud Panther.
Thank you, Quinn. So you're in town and you are currently going to school. Can you talk a little bit about where you're going and what you're going for?
Yes. I am a mechanical engineer at Duke University. It's a private school in North Carolina. And while I'm there, I also have a minor in electrical engineering, and I have a focus in aerospace engineering.
That's quite an interest. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Wow. I wish I knew. That would make my life so much easier. Hopefully I'll know. But, I guess what's a better way to answer that is what I've done. I've done different work. I worked at General Motors, actually here back in Toledo, right on Alexis, the plant there. And this summer I'll be working at Leonardo DRS to do systems engineering. It's hard to say exactly what I want to do. I find it better just to kind of try things out, see where I end up.
I love that. I think so many times, you know, you think that you have to declare a major or know exactly what you're doing.
Right.
And a lot of times doors open and you walk through them and it ends up being a great fit.
Right.
So.
One of my professors always jokes, he's, 45 and he's like, I still don't know what I want to do.
Correct.
So,
that's great.
Right. Of course.
And I appreciate that. And this is the time to kind of explore and figure that out.
Right.
So talk to me about your path at Washington Local. Did you go through our schools from kindergarten on up?
I did not. I actually I came in at third grade, middle of third grade year. I was a Shoreland Firebird.
I'm gonna put a little shout out there for the
right
Firebirds.
There, of course,
all right.
I have to. And then I went to Jefferson, and then, of course, I went to Whitmer. Truthfully, I loved all three stages. I've had great experiences and nothing but good things to say about all three.
So I feel like, and I'm going to paraphrase for you, but Washington Local Whitmer has put you on a really good path for this next part of life.
Right.
What did you do in high school? Like, what are some of the courses you took or maybe activities? How did you kind of prepare for being a very busy student, but a well-rounded person?
So. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Some of the time it's hard to know, just like how we don't know what we want to do with our major and what we want to do with our life. It's so hard to know, especially at 15 years old, 16 years old. Should I be in NHS? Should I be a president of this club, right? It's really hard to know. Specifically, the most beneficial thing that I had was I was the president of a smaller club, Youth Advocates. It's something that colleges looked highly upon, the fact that I had leadership roles in high school. And I was the 3-year president of that club. And truthfully, it was something that I enjoyed, right? So it's super easy to get into things that you enjoy. I'm sure that that's, familiar to you. So for me, that was something that I benefited greatly from, was that it was something that I enjoyed. It was a leadership opportunity. On top of that, I can't speak enough about athletics and how much that was important to my application. While I was not always the most gifted athlete, shout out Whitmer tennis. I love tennis. I was a major fan at almost every event. You name the sport, I was there. And that's something that's super relatable to talk about. And that's something that I think, if I had to summarize what I've gotten from Washington Local, is it's this sense of relatability, right? I think that the common person from Washington Local, the common student, common parent, is just a relatable, like, typical person. Mm-hmm. So I got this well-rounded experience with a lot of people that I wouldn't have gotten anywhere else.
I agree. I think we talk about our community a lot, and we're just good people.
Right,
good,
exactly.
Hardworking people.
Of course.
And I think there's so much to learn from that.
Yeah.
Any advice? So if you have parents that are listening now that of current high school students or junior high, what advice would you give students even that are currently in high school?
Right. So I guess my holistic advice would be just to enjoy it, right? There's so many times that I go to that I'll just be talking with other students, and we'll be joking about, oh, do you remember back in high school? And do you remember this? Even with my friends that went to Whitmer, I'll joke and we'll be like, oh, do you remember back in sophomore year? You know, those types of things, right? So just enjoy it while you're there. But in a more practical sense, if something that you want to do in college bound, because that's something that I feel like I could speak to, is just to make sure that what classes you take are thought through. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're intelligently selecting which classes you can take. Those are things that colleges do look at, right? And whether it's making decisions on should I take an AP course or a CCP course, just by knowing where you want to end up and making decisions based on what you think in that moment. Of course, again, not to bring it back to the major thing, but you don't know what you want to do. So don't have that high expectation of yourself.
Very good advice.
Right. Just do your best and what you think you can do in that moment. And just make sure you're intentional about what you select.
Good advice. You had the unique experience of having a parent who taught at the high school. I think only two of them teach there.
Correct.
One teaches there now, and one works with me very closely. And I'm fans of both of your parents. But talk about that. And you know, my kids went through the district, and it's not always easy. Talk to me about how it was to have your mom at the high school when you were there.
Right. And it's not just your mom at the high school, right? My mom was performing full rap songs for her students, right? It's a little bit different than just having your mom there. But no, truthfully, it's amazing, right? The simple experience that I always relate is that just being able to go to a room, you know, oh, I need a mint. Oh, great. Well, my mom has one. Let me grab one. Or, oh, my tennis gear, I need to store it somewhere. Oh, I can leave it in our classroom. Or, oh, it's lunchtime. I don't want to go wait in line for the microwave. So there are perks, of course. And having someone who's constantly there is nice. Also, you did forget one faculty member that's in my family, Ember.
Oh, yes, the dog. I'm so sorry.
How
could I forget Ember? One of my favorite family members.
that's really cool, too. So, and then my dad was there as a substitute for my senior year.
Okay, I wasn't sure how that worked out.
There was a little bit of a clip, but not too much. That's a fantastic experience. So,
Well, and I think, you know, you talked about the things that your mom didn't allow you. She would have done that for any student.
Right. Oh,
it was
of course.
Just you were very comfortable, and I'm sure others stopped in
absolutely.
For mints and to use a microwave.
Yeah.
And
the comfort is huge.
Yes. And your dad being there, ironically, your dad actually had my son his senior year. So it's just kind of funny how these connections go. So the last question I ask everybody on my podcast is, what is a favorite memory or moment since you've been in the district? So do you have something that comes to mind as a memory that really stands out to you?
Absolutely. I did a lot of student sectioning. That was my thing. And I have countless memories. We had a playoff game against a tough opponent, and we came down to the end. It was right in front of our student section, and we get an interception to win the game. I remember every moment of that. It's just such a, again, like you bring up about community and environment, that's just what Washington Local does differently, right? It's just that all the fans are bought into the game, and they're watching, and they're cheering, and, you know, all the players, you know them all, they're all friendly with you just because it's a united front, it's a united team, and that's just what's different, and that's how I have such good memories, right? It's hard to put on into words even.
Yes.
It's truly incredible.
Well, I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you being on today. I look
forward
to what you'll do in the future. We'll continue to follow your progress. So thank you and have a great day. Go Panthers.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!